Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hello, everybody. Little Nika Costa, as always, brings us on the air after the fourth off. Show back with you. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan, Laura with the news. Bottom of the hour. What an upgrade. I mean, if we could have one of the two from the Adam and Jordana show, is there any doubt we take Jordana? Jordana is in for Adam. Adam is in greater Minnesota. And Harrigan, he tells me he's driving. Apparently when he's driving, like, there you can't take a call, I guess. I mean, does that hold up? I mean, the Lobster's probably driving the car anyway. Let's hope.
Yeah.
Well, that Jen is driving. He's probably in the back, you know, barking orders. Kind of the as he's want to do. So here we go again. Here we go again. Six people shot at the 4th of July parade. And if you tell me you're surprised, are you paying zero attention? There is nowhere in America, anywhere, where you should be surprised about a mass shooting. We're only at 309 this year, by the way. It's July 5th. 309. We are failing. Let's say it again. We are failing at this because, of course, what do? We just blame the other side. We saw it yesterday, and we're going to get to Minneapolis, too. And this show has talked about crime and violence in Minneapolis all the time. I saw a texter to Susie. I almost responded during the show suggesting Maxie don't want to talk about it. Are you kidding me? And I know Maxie does talk about it. Good. Good on Maxie. The show has talked about crime in Minneapolis more than any other topic. Give me a break. It's unacceptable. Defund the police is ridiculous. We have to need dramatically more police officers. We need to get rid of the police officers who are racist. It's a small group, but they need to be out of here. The loitering, the safety downtown is shameful at night. The mayor isn't doing enough, although I'll say this for the mayor. They are trying a number of changes. I think Tim Walz still faces very valid questions about the week of George Floyd. Scott Jensen, we expect to join this show in a couple days. We're going to pose some of those questions to him. Certainly that's a calling card for him, but suggesting we don't talk about violence in Minneapolis is lunacy, and it's a lie because it comes up a lot, and it's shameful that we're not getting better in that area, and it's shameful that crime is up in so many major cities across the country. So, again, we have them in churches. We have them in synagogues. We have them at ball games. We have them in an affluent town, a very affluent town in Chicago. Because what did we see yesterday? And I was just so proud of America in this way. As soon as the shooting came about, the righties are all, of course, it's Chicago. Have you been to Highland Park, Illinois? You kidding me? It's a much richer Edina. Okay. And then what did we see from the lefties later? See, he's a Trump guy. He's a Trump guy. Look at the family. They're Trump guys. Yeah, I want to know more about them. I want to know missed signs. But it doesn't have to be every time. Not on my team. Wasn't one of my guys. Let me point it at your guy. Chicago have problems with crime? Hell yes. Gary, Indiana. Indiana's lax laws play a big part in that? Sure it does. Not all of it, though. Absolutely not all of it. So if you're telling me you're surprised, you just don't pay any attention. We should be outraged, is what we should be. We should be furious that there is acceptance to this. We do have way, way, way too many guns in this country. We just do. I'm tired of the absolutists on the Second Amendment. You know also what we have? Way too many challenges with mental health. Way too many areas where it seems like we should have some idea about some of these things. And I guess we don't know how many we stop. That's the tough problem about it. But we obviously have a significant mental health issue in this country. And I'm glad we passed a, I don't want to say tepid because it was better than that, but a small step in Congress. Because here you are, 4th of July, and if you're on the other side of the parade, you're thinking, fireworks this time of day? Really? No. It's 6 people dead. It's 30 people injured. And what do we find out today? That the murderer had planned this for several weeks. Looks like he purchased the gun legally. Dressed in women's clothing. Fired 70 rounds. Second rifle in the vehicle when he was apprehended. Purchased the weapons locally. Don't know if his mom knew. Don't know the motive. Before this week is done, we're going to have another mass shooting. We're averaging 11 a week. We're at 300. No, we can't be averaging 11 a week, can we? Well, we're 309 right now. And we just continue to be the country on the planet where this happens more often than the other countries. We have many great things. This is complete and utter failure. I don't want metal detectors every single place I go, like when I go into the grocery store, or if you go to a golf course, or you go work out somewhere, or you go to a movie. And here in this place, by the way, you're at a parade, there's police all over the place. And it still happens because you got a ladder going up to a building. We're going to take every ladder down? I know we can't stop everything. I got it. I understand that. We have 350 million people. We are going to have mental health issues. We're not taking everybody's gun. I'm not calling for that. I've never once called for that. Do I think there's a way to make it a little more consistent to get a gun and not just building up barriers, but just maybe kind of a system that's the same as other areas that you have in life when you're trying to sign up for something? But is it also a valid point where because we have so much easy access to weapons for those who are intent on criminality or for those who have mental health issues, that how do we stop those who are intent on crime? We're going to get to Minneapolis. Let's just mention that. Boom Island, 8 people are hurt. The videos of downtown Minneapolis last night throwing fireworks at buildings and towards people. Absolutely shameful. We're just not getting better. We have way too many guns. We need to look again at gun legislation. We need to look at mental health. I don't know with endless websites available how we stop it, because does this murderer have a social media background that draws eyebrow, that draws us to look and say, what the hell's going on afterwards? Yeah. The web never ends. How many people are we going to have out there to be looking for that? I mean, I don't even know how many times we can even say we've talked about this so many times. But 6 people are gone. One individual didn't want to go but had to go because his family didn't have an option for somebody to watch him. 76-year-old grandfather. He's gone. Because we are a gun country, man. And we are a country with people who are deranged in criminality and mental health issues. They've got access to weapons. And I got it. The overwhelming number of people have guns or use them the right way. Understand it. Don't tell me, by the way, that we can't make any slight adjustment to an amendment that was offered up 200 plus years ago. Don't tell me that's a possibility, because we adjust amendments all the time. The Constitution didn't just stop because I can sit here and go point by point by point and show you how there have been adjustments to numerous amendments. It's not this. I wish I had every solution. I wish I had four. Well, I do know that we have too many damn guns. I do know we don't do enough about mental health. I do know we have too many people who may have an idea about something to say nothing. I have no idea if prominent people knew this time. And everything isn't the same. But how are we sitting here in 2022, and unlike any other country, without a war, that this happens? And apparently, maybe we should just call this a war. If we had 309 mass shootings, and it's not getting better, and again, it's just finger pointing. It's just like I said earlier, hey, Chicago, got to be those soft lefties and those fake laws. Then it turns out it's in Highland Park. A la-di-da, hoity-toity neighborhood. So it has nothing to do with the typical perception of Chicago crime. But then what do the lefties do? Oh, he's a Trump guy. See? So it's not us. He's a Trump guy. So we feel better about it. That's where we are now. Just not on my team. What is your reaction today? What is going to stop it? Can we just make some progress? How about the rest of the year? What a novel concept. We have 150 mass shootings. We cut it in half. We can't just accept this, right? That it's just going to keep going up and up and up, because somebody's going to go where? Somebody's going to go to pick up their kid at a Little League game or at band practice, or they're going to go meet a friend for happy hour. And it wouldn't shock any of us if it was anywhere in Minnesota, anywhere in the country, there's a mass shooting. Because it can happen anywhere, anytime. Text and call. Be as passionate as you want to be as angry as you want to be as critical as you want to be. Agree with our points. I want to hear what Dave has to say when we come back. Anywhere, anytime. That's how it works in this country now. Just wait for it. There'll be another mass shooting. And again, I get it. I'm going to go on with the rest of my life. But you know what? Six people aren't. Eight people are shot in Boom Island. 30 more were injured. How about Philadelphia? People running for their lives with fireworks where two officers were shot. This is us. This is our country. This is all we can do about it. We're failing. There's no other way to say it. 651-461-9226. And I wish I had seven answers. I'm trying to throw certain things out that I think would help. It's not going to stop everything. Tell me what you think would help. Tell me what bothers you most about it. 651-461-9226. We'll get to texts and calls in a second.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
During the attack, we believe that Karimo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent
people.
That's
the parade. Those are the initial reports. We'll get to Jane and Teresa and a lot of texts. We'll certainly get lighter with Ask Adam Anything in 10 minutes. Adam out, so his partner, Jordana Green, makes her debut with Ask Jordana Anything. Dave? What do you think?
What do I think, Chad?
And where do you start?
The love affair this country has had with guns for decades and decades and decades, I fear is just coming home to roost. It's both sides of the political aisle. It's all walks of life. It's rich. It's poor. It's disgusting. I'm disgusted. I'm horrified. I'm angry. I'm frankly furious every time something like this happens. And we do nothing. And, you know, great. We passed a little measure, you know, a couple weeks ago. To me, that was a tepid is kind. It's a kind word. It's the small, you know, it's probably the first step that was needed. But it's, you know, in my world, it's next to nothing. You know, high magazines, assault style rifles, handguns. If I were king of the country, I would just, no, we're done. We're absolutely done because they are weapons for killing people. That's what they are.
Texters, let's get them first and then Jane and Teresa. Biggest influence on this violence is video games. Dave, what do we say to the 99%, 99.8% of individuals, maybe 99.9% who play video games, some play all day, some play way too much, and they never even think about this?
Well, it's... You can blame anything you want in pop culture. Guns are prevalent in video games. They're prevalent in music. They've been prevalent in movies and TV for however many decades. It's what this country is. It's a country that loves guns way
gun
too
country, baby.
Much. And it's disgusting. It's horrible. I'm sad to say I don't think it can be changed. So you know what? Then legislation has to take over.
Well, let's talk about this. Chad, you can hold both sides to this all day, but the bottom line is there's exactly one party saying we have too much guns in this country. And then there's another one. Texter says, you've said over and over again, nobody's coming for your guns. Your statement saying we have too many guns in this country is indicative of taking my guns. I'm not coming to take your guns. When Beto O'Rourke was saying, I go door to door, outrageous. How the absolutists on the Second Amendment look at what to me are basic common sense areas where it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to solve everything and push against it and play to the least common denominator is insulting. Absolutely is insulting. There's no doubt about it. Let's see. Crime is out of control in major cities, which run by Democrats. Think is in dry before we see more shootings. Democrats are not interested. The left wants to disarm America, then put America under the control of a Marxist agenda. Okay. We got a lot of states run by Republicans, and the crime's happening there, right? Marxist agenda. We got fringe elements that are pathetic. We got white supremacists that emerge all the time. We just had a big rally the other day. The fringe on the left, I have zero interest in them. But stop with everybody on the left wants a Marxist agenda. Come on. How about the thousands of babies murdered in the womb over the weekend? Huh, college boy? Well, we haven't talked Roe v. Wade over and over and over again. And do I think that abortion, and I'm for it up until about 18, 20 weeks, is murder? I don't. I think some people want to go much further than I do. That's too far with the viability for me, outside of the exceptions of the health of the mother. But to think we don't talk Roe v. Wade a lot, give me a break. Jane is first up. Jane, you're on CCO.
Yes, hi, Chad. My grandson, proudly as an elected official, I say he was marching in the parade in Highland Park yesterday with his congressman, Schneider, and his state rep, Morgan, and because he interns for them in the summer, and they heard just as you're opening, bah, 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 and the shots went off, and they ran with other people, and they were then securely locked into the Highland Park train station. But his daddy was having coffee during the parade at Starbucks waiting to drive the kid home. And he was then, everybody was locked in the bathrooms at Starbucks for safety. It's like downtown Hopkins. It's like three blocks of cute stores and coffee shops and this and that, all of which.
Oh, it's way more affluent than Hopkins. Let me just.
Trust me, I know that, Chad. But anyway, yeah. I was being nice. And then they moved them from the bathroom of the Starbucks because they thought the kid was trying to get in to the back of the store. So the daddy went into ran for his car. In the meantime, they had moved the congressman, the state rep, my nephew, and a couple other staffers into a private home. And they put police there, and he was able to get him. But you're talking about a 15-year-old kid here. And it is
frightening.
Just tearing. I mean, this is my loved one. And I just, you know, I've been a political person my whole life. I love it and have been elected and helped others get elected. And right now, at 72 years old, I don't know. I just don't know anymore about our country. And he's handing out this morning a Medal of Honor to people. He should be at his desk with Republicans and Democrats looking at him from across the desk and trying to solve these problems. And I'm sorry, I don't care if Trump or president or Biden, you sit in there and you do your work. You don't be doing things that's going to help people get elected. And I'm furious. So,
well stated and reflective of a lot of people. Okay, we're not done with this story. We'll get back to it later. But we're going to, like we do on the show all the time, go from as serious as can be to some lighthearted. We'll get to some serious stuff with Jordana also. But Adam's out. We're still Ask Adam Anything isn't going anywhere, even though Adam and Jordana are hosting the show. Adam unavailable today, so why not bring on his partner? Jordana. Ask Jordana Anything. Let's go. 651-461-9226. He's irrelevant to us today. His partner, 9 to noon, Jordana Green, is with us. Jordana is on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Hello. Most importantly, how are you?
You know, that's such a loaded question for me. And hi, Chad. Thanks for having me. I feel completely overrated filling in because no one is Adam Carter. So I hope I can do him justice.
You can. You know, people are curious just how you're doing. Can you give us a little sampling, then we'll get to the nonsense?
Yes. Technically, I'm really good. All my numbers are good. My donor cells have been grafted. I'm in between 95 and 100% donor cells. So that's really good. We want to be 100%. And my last check, one of my lines was 100% and one of my lines was 95%. So those are really good numbers for me. How do I feel? I still feel like crap. You know, these bone marrow transplants, they like bring you to the brink of death and then try to walk you back. So I told Dave Harrigan, don't worry, I took an oxy to get through this segment, so I won't fall asleep on you.
Good. I like it. Okay, yes. Let's start here. I meet someone I've never met before on Saturday, and we're golfing, okay? And guy gets a hot dog. He puts ketchup and mayonnaise on his hot dog. When you see someone put ketchup and mayonnaise on a hot dog, you think what?
I just walk away. It's un-American. Yeah. It's disgusting. It's wrong. It's basically violating some laws of nature. The only thing that should go on a hot dog is Gulden spicy brown mustard and sauerkraut.
How about relish? Where do you stand on relish?
I mean, you have a little leeway if you need a little sweet relish, but ketchup, absolutely not. And if mayo even is a thought in your mind, you should probably move to another country.
Well, the guy's from another country too, by the way. And he lives
there you go.
Canadian. Yeah. So,
I mean,
I enjoyed his company, but at the end, I told him I'm probably never talking to you again after the ketchup.
100%. I mean, you can't be friends with someone who puts mayo on a hot dog. No, that's unacceptable.
Only 2/3 of the people in America shower every day. You hear that and think what?
I feel them. I feel those folks. I've been pretty lazy lately, so.
Yeah. You have more of a valid excuse, though, okay? All right? I mean, you're being tortured right now.
Here's the deal, though. If it's like a Minnesota winter and you're freezing and, you know, not sweating, I get it. But if today you went and mowed the lawn or even took the dog out for an energetic walk, I mean, you probably stink. So at least you have to get in there and rinse off because today is really gross.
But let's say you don't sweat. Let's say you're not dealing with your health challenge that you are right now.
Okay.
And it's in the winter. Do you like to shower every day? I like to shower every day. Harrigan, do you like to shower every day?
1,000%, yes.
Yeah, I mean, day, come on.
That's fair. I agree, but I empathize with people that don't want to. You're just feeling lazy or you're not feeling too gross. It's okay. And, you know, showering every day isn't great for the hair. Washing the hair every day isn't so great. You know, when I have hair, it's the Jufro, so I have to work with the natural oils. You know, you can't always necessarily – I empathize with the people that are skipping a day. It's okay if you stay in your jammies, folks.
Dan Cook, by the way, formerly on this show, now he's irrelevant to us. We don't care about
him. He's dead to us now. Yeah,
dead to us, absolutely. He suggested on the show recently that a 10-minute shower is a short shower. Is a 10-minute shower a short shower?
Probably. Because I do like to take a nice long shower. Maybe that's why it's more of an effort. So what do yours take? Like 3 minutes? Are you in and out?
I'm probably around there, but I think that's a pretty long shower. I don't think a 10-minute shower is a quickie.
Yeah, I guess it depends on if you're washing your hair, how long your hair is, if you're shaving your legs.
Dan's not washing his hair. We know that.
But you might be shaving your legs. That takes a long time. You know, Dan might be, I don't know, doing some beauty care. I brush my teeth in the shower. I know that grosses people out, but that adds
what?
Time.
Wait a second. Harrigan, did you hear that? I've never heard of this before.
Yes.
You brush your teeth in the shower?
I do. I just love to be in the shower. So I'll take the toothbrush and toothpaste in there, and I brush my teeth in the shower. I know. It's weird, but I do it. Just gives me an opportunity to be under the water more.
Is the water cold enough? Because I need cold water when I brush my teeth.
I'm not that particular. No, I'm fine with the warm water. I'm fine if it's hot. I'm fine. Just kind of laze about in there, brush my teeth. You know, you got to be careful with the electric toothbrush if you have that one. But, you know, yeah, enjoy it a little. Steam it up in there. Get those teeth clean. Every inch.
Harrigan, how many times have you brushed your teeth in the shower?
I've never brushed in the shower, but I floss in the shower all the time because, like Jordana, I just love being under the warm water, the hot, hot shower water. And I know I'm not going to brush, or I'm not going to floss if I'm just standing at the sink. So it gives me an opportunity for another couple minutes of the shower. And, I get a little flossing done, too.
It's a little reward.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you for doing something good for yourself.
You really need
to get with it, Chad.
No, I like to floss and brush my teeth after. Do you then just, Harrigan, throw the floss on the floor of your shower?
No, we've got a door on the shower, or if you have a little rod for the thing, I throw it over the top there and grab it on my way out and toss it out. It's a lot better than having to then clean the mirror after you floss with all the stuff that you yanked out of your teeth.
This is a new world for me. I might start flossing in the shower, Dave.
Join the team.
Yeah, I might have to.
Here are some of the text here. You like sweets. If you only have two sweets in your whole life, what would they be?
Oof, that's a tough one. That is a really tough one. Definitely peanut butter cups. That I can't live without. Oh, so got to have peanut butter cups.
Have you had that debate with what's-his-face on the show? He hates peanut butter cups.
We have. And I said it might be grounds for show divorce. Because if he doesn't respect the cup, where are we supposed to go from here?
He's really never had to respect the cup before, and he needs to respect the cup. Yeah,
he does. And, it's almost as un-American as mayo on a hot dog to not love peanut butter cups. So that's a huge problem. As for another sweet, that's a really good question. I do eat a lot of sweets. I would say maybe sugar cereals. I can't live without. Can that be a whole – can that be – or do I have to get more specific?
Yes.
Yeah. What about you?
The real good Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and then a great cookie. Peanut butter chocolate chip cookie. White macadamia chocolate cookie.
That sounds good.
Here's a big one for us in our relationship right here. Oatmeal raisin cookie. Where do you stand?
I'm okay with oatmeal raisin. I'm okay. I like a good cookie.
Terrible.
You're not a fan?
It's just horrible.
It's not a bad cookie. It's not. You just have to embrace the oatmeal or embrace the different flavor. You just have. Hey, here's a question for you. Have you seen the Elvis movie?
No, I want to, though. I want to. I'm not as addicted to Elvis as young Adam Robert, but I want to see that more than I want to see Top Gun Part 2.
Right. Mark and I have
first Top Gun is fine.
Right. I saw the second one. It was corny. So you definitely don't need to go to the movies and see it. So Mark and I have been going to the movies now a little bit because we don't really get out. You know, I don't go anywhere. So we try to pick, times that where nobody's going to be at the movie. I wear my mask. You know, I get all set. And today we picked the Elvis movie.
Okay.
That starts at
12:10.
Well, it starts at 12:10.
Oh.
And then I realized at 12:30 in the movie theater when my alarm went off, oh, my God, I have to do Chad's
show. Oh, no.
So Mark is in the theater right now, and I am in a small corner of the theater, and he goes, okay, I'll just tell you what happened. So I figured maybe you could fill me in on the beginning if you've seen it already.
No, I mean, Dave, I think Mark should have walked out also. I mean, show some loyalty, I would say.
No, would have been the nice
last couple.
What happened.
Last couple.
Okay, hit me.
I'm not taking hot dog condom advice from a woman who brushes her teeth in the shower.
Okay, fair enough. That's okay. And look, I'm also a woman who's only ever eaten a kosher hot dog. So I'm not a hot dog connoisseur. I'm just a Hebrew National girl with Golden Spicy Brown and
those are good,
sauerkraut.
By the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're not eating kosher, this is a text, what is your cheat food?
Oh, but I always eat kosher. I don't cheat on the kashrut.
You never cheat. Never, ever.
That I don't. No. Yeah, that's interesting that somebody would ask that. That is really interesting. I know some people out of their home, not in their home, you know, they'll eat non-kosher food. I think one time somebody put shrimp in a sandwich that I had ordered. So I think I had it, and I sent the sandwich back. But that, like, I didn't mean to do that. It just tasted very spongy. So I don't have a kashrut cheap food. But thank you, though, for asking.
Last one. Television show that is your guilty pleasure. What is it?
I have been watching Emily in Paris. And that's so, cheesy and girly and clothes. And, yeah, it's delicious, though. So I've been loving it. But in my defense, I've been watching a lot of TV lately.
Yes. All right, go back to the movie. Thank you so much.
Well, this is fine. I don't feel that it was as satisfying as when my partner does it, but he'll have to give me some tips.
I think it was very good. I think it was very good. Except
I'm
a little
day.
Troubled by the toothpaste in the shower. We might have to follow up on this.
It just all goes down the drain. It's really easy process. And once you start, you won't be able to stop. So trust me.
Thank you. Go back to the movie.
Bye,
Jordana.
Boys. Take care.
Yes. Jordana, kind enough to help us out with Ask Jordana Anything. Jamie Yukas among our guests next hour. You can text us anytime, 651-461-9226. Linda's construction time check is 12:58. Time to schedule your complimentary hail inspection. Laura Oak says the local news, the latest in Minneapolis last night, the 8 injured. And also, here comes CBS.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.